Greetings to you, my friends of long ago. This is Butch Rovin, and it's now December 1980. Through the magic of Ron Brookloff's dictaphone machine, come back with me to the Johnstown of 1952. Close your eyes, and in your mind, stand in Rovin's workshop. Look out through the frosted windows, and watch the snow falling on another world.
The Pontiac Ramblers with Texas Jim, Wyoming Rod, and Black Hill CJ. First of all, this morning is written by Texas Jim. It's Metro 97, which we should be familiar to many of you railroaders. This is a question from Mrs. Guttenheimer from up there on Stone Street in Barnesboro, Pennsylvania. The man of Pennsylvania neighbors will be up there at the old Union Hall on Union Street. That's March the 27th and 28th. Texas Jim and all our Piney Alley Ramblers. And now Wyoming Rod has a few words to say on the subject of that dance.
Now remember, folks, this here is around the square dance up there at the Union Hall. That'll be on March 26th and March 27th. Come on up and enjoy yourself. Bring all your lady friends up there and have a little enjoyment while you're dancing around in the square. Now remember, the mission up there will only be a quarter, and this is for the Wimber Fire Hall up there, so we'd like you folks to come up there and enjoy yourself. Nobody under 21 admitted, we're sorry to say.
Now here's that song, Fascinators, we promised you the beginning. Texas Jim on the mandolin and Rod, Wyoming Rod it is, on the vocal. Take it away, boys. Sponsors have offered to you for this limited time only these new purple plastic water guns. Every little boy should have one of these guns, especially when he's watching his hop-along casting program. Just think, as he watches hop-along casting, he can squirt the television screen without hurting your set or your furniture. Now, we sell special evaporating water for these guns, which evaporates from the upholstery of your chairs in a matter of seconds. And you can only obtain these plastic water guns by sending 59 cents to radio station WCRO, or send no money. Just write same in the back of a 2-cent postcard. It used to be a penny, you know. And address it to WSCRO Water Gun in care of Texas Jim. You will receive your new plastic water gun in the mail within 2 days if you live in Zone 2. That is Johnstown and vicinity. And now Texas Jim has another song coming up. Ooh, the old Marie Polka. Now we have our sponsors, Acme Wire Pistol Works, Texas Jim, Blackwood CJ, and Wyoming Rod. We wish you all a very pleasant
sir.
James Sharp.
And where do you live, James?
117 8th Street.
That's out of Marlborough District, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, where's your father work?
Harrison Boyers.
And what sort of work did he do at Harrison Boyers?
He weighs the
dough.
Oh, I see. He's sort of like a bank employee.
He's in the dough.
He's in the dough, huh?
Yeah.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have about 4 brothers.
No sisters?
No sisters. I like to say hello to my mother and dad.
Hello, Mom.
Now, from Gail's Bloody Coaster, we have here a few free tickets for them, so you can go down there and see Bo Rod.
All right, thanks.
All right, you were back
out for a minute.
Thanks, Joe.
Anything else you need around here? Oh, here's a case for a ticket for a free case of plot.
Hi, Joe!
Put it down, kid. I'll get you the lift back there. All you have to do is your lift out. Here you are.
Thanks a lot.
See
you again.
Space Patrol!
Left to raise, the devil to Joe Cavanaugh, bringing your mercy program right from here on Main Street.
Okay, I see a few friends back there. Hi, Roddy! Oh, I see CJ over there. Oh, here comes our new tractor trolley, so down here.
Hey, Joe, I'm pretty glad
we're starting to get
these
things. Oh, hey, okay, well, we have a few friends up here. You and T.J. Crofter. Okay, here's the bag of trash for you back there. Ah, I have two free friends here. What's your name, sir?
T.J. Crofter.
Well, you look like you come this from Johnstown Harbor. Looks like a jacket you've got on there.
Yes, sir.
Who's your principal? Mr. Royer, huh?
Yes, sir. Charlie Boyer.
Charlie Boyer. We want to hear you say that. Well, what roles you have, T.J.?
Mr. Aubrey's a slave driver. He gets us all kind of houses at the stable.
Well, now, hold up for a minute.
WARD-FM in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Now, friends and neighbors, we have Piney Alley Genie playing the July Out Polka. Oh, see, the poor boy dropped his instrument. Well, he's ready to go now. All right, Genie, let's hit it, boy. Seems old Gene back there has a loose wire in his microphone, so he'll be unable to continue his solo. We'll try you out him later on in the program. Now all it takes is tools to warm up here. He's going to play on top of Brook, and C.J. Crossen is going to be the accompanying vocalist. All right, C.J., let's have a good workout now. Let's go, boys. On top of Brook. All these boys had no trouble getting their timing together here. Well, we'll start over again, fellas. Let's get it right now for fast tabs.
Parted lover will live to
the grave. Now.
That's okay. Okay, boys, now all you from the Fair Limbo country, we'll get there around Skateland on March the 28th. Me, Lucy Bell, CJ, Jim, and all the rest of the gang will bring up our old blue cow, Ginger. Boy, it's for them to announce that Party Alley Genie is going to bring in the whole craft. It'll be the Gosnell and the Scavenger Boys all playing Hold That Tiger. Now, unless the boy's going out for a cup of coffee, old Texas Jim back there, he's already out here. He's going to play sin for us to kill a little bit of time. Take it away, Texas Jim.
Out of the country, following storms which have killed 166 persons and injured 1,000 more in Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Mississippi. A Dutch airliner has crashed in flames at Frankfurt, Germany, and the death toll may reach 46. A middle-of-the-night fire in Wrangell, Alaska, has destroyed 21 buildings with almost $1 million damage and left 85 persons homeless. The steel industry has decided to bargain on an individual company basis for a new steel wage contract. And locally, a Summerhill woman struck by a car near her home last night is still in serious condition at Mercy Hospital today. Those are the headlines. I'll have the news in detail in just a moment. But first, here's Dave Walters with news from Penn Traffic.
Ladies, the stockings you wear are an important part of your outfit. The shade should be just right for color blending, and the fit should be perfect to give your legs the subtle flattery that attracts admiring glasses. Famous Belle Chameau nylon stockings meet the requirements for a perfect outfit. The new Bellthorn shades have been created to blend perfectly with the spring's fashion colors. And Welsh Annual's leg proportion fit assures you that sleek smoothness that's essential to leg beauty. And now you can buy Belle Charmaine nylons at savings during Pentraffic's once-a-year sales. But today is the last day of the sale, so make it a special point to visit Pentraffic's main floor hosiery department today. Buy several pairs at big savings. The sale includes stockings of every type for every occasion and hosiery needed. Just as an example of the savings, check these prices. Regular $1.35 nylons are just $1.19, and regular $1.65 nylons are $50.33.
Mr. Johnstone, your Pentraffic representative is Mr. C.J. Crossen of 95 Birch Avenue. That's up in the Melville district. Next we have Wild Bill playing Home When It's Got Pigney. Take it away, Bill. Had a little lamb, her fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lemmy's ears, I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them, and the good is oft interred with their bones. So be it with Caesar. A noble Brutus has told you Caesar was ambitious. If it was true, it were a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Now, here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus was an honorable man. So are they all honorable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus said he was ambitious, and truly Brutus is an honorable man. Many captives did he bring home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and truly Brutus is an honorable man. His sheep at Dono Sacrificium de Monibus Tuis, a lot of men glory nominis sui, alle tui tatem quoque nostum, totus quae quae sui sante.
What?
The Continental Morse Code is a system of dots and dashes whereby the English letters of the alphabet may be distinct.
Operator, please do not transcribe. This is merely a test recording being made by the dictaphone phone serviceman. The purpose of this particular test is to line your transcribing machine with this dictating machine model PA4. Bear in mind, perfect dictation ensures good letters under all conditions.
As Aunt Jenny says, to make these better pancakes, take 2 cups of Pillsbury's Best pancake flour and fold 1 egg in with the mixture. Now, after it has settled for about 24 hours, you'll notice the yeast has caused small bubbles in the pancake batter. Now, grease our griddle and heat to 340 degrees. Pour out small balls of this pancake flour and bake for 15 minutes. And you will notice that when the sheep's hair is wet by the rain, it curls up. This is due to the lanolin in the air. And during the war, this lanolin was given to our soldiers as a substitute for food. Now, these new Fast-Tab tablets swell up in your stomach and make you eat less. And you can reduce the easy way, the Fast-Tab way. All you do is call the number you are about to hear. In Johnstown, call 97333 and ask for Ronald.
And now for station identification to our Western friends. Now, the following is the newscast for today. This is the Shanghai Broadcasting Company. It is 1490 on your dial, CARD. And now for a short musical Pepsi Cola advertisement. Are you sawing wood? Well, you shall be fresh with Pepsi Cola.
Drivers are less skillful than men, but accident records reveal that women drive more carefully. The million miles that Americans move over the highways every minute of the day represent trips for every conceivable purpose. 6 million children are riding 100,000 buses to school. On 1.5 million miles of postal routes, the mailman is making his rounds to 60 million country homes. Half of the nation's workers make their way to job in private cars, and most of the things they produce will go at least part of the way in the nation's 8 million trucks. Some things like vegetables and milk generally go all the way by road, and of all the pigs that go to market, 9 out of 10 prefer to drive. 73 out of every 100 American homes are car-owning homes, and 8 have 2 cars or more. On the typical main highway, 4 out of every 5 vehicles you see are passenger cars. Ooh, did I foul that up? In 3 of these 4 cars, someone is going to work, to shop, or to carry on some type of business. The other car is out for pleasure. It might be one of the 60 million tourists you take to the road each year, or a joyrider going nowhere for the delight of being in motion.
Almost a lifetime has passed since we were all together. I hope that time has been kind to you.